This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Community Corner. My name is Ken Morrison. It's my pleasure to have in the studio today Sukhdeep Singh from the ANZ Bank, who is a business lending specialist, but is also heavily involved in what can happen in the world of scamming. G'day, Sukhdeep. How are you going?
Good morning, Ken. Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, great to have you on the show again. Now, a few months back, we had Scams Part 1.
Yes.
And here we are with Scams Part 2. Now, before we came to where you were talking about some discussions that you'd had at the bank over the last few days about some of the scams which are prevalent at the moment. Tell us about those.
Yeah, just before I get into that, I just really would like to say this is a complimentary service by ANZ. It is prepared based on the information and resources ANZ believe to be reliable. This is not advice, it's just a purely information only. I have seen a couple of examples which I will share. One of the things I have noticed over the last couple of months and having a chat with our team is social media type of scams, which we have seen a lot of people are trying to buy things on the social media and do pay some people. One recent one is one of the one of our customers, they paid $300 for a TV from buying from Napier from somebody. The person who was selling the TV, they said, "Oh, can you please transfer these $300 each, $100 each in a different account?" So he did, because it was 70, I think 70-inch or TV or something, 75. He said, "Oh, this is a really good deal."
Yes.
It was on $500. Then he's negotiated to $300. Yes. When he went to pick up that, it was a motel in Napier, went to reception, then, yeah, so it was clearly a scam. So I'm a little bit helping him, trying to retrieve the money, but money already left. It has been weak, did not speak up, and came to the bank. So that's the common theme we have seen. People don't call the bank when they get scammed or victim of fraud.
As a bank, though, are you obliged to even help the customer? Because if they willingly hand the money over, what is your responsibility as a bank in that sort of situation?
It's about, we normally check with the customer how the money has changed the exchange the hands. If they have sent, they approved the transfer, and they have done it, and that comes under the terms and conditions. All banks have terms and conditions. If I'm paying somebody and not letting the bank know, so how the bank gonna able to protect you?
Yeah.
So all banks are doing a really good job in New Zealand. They're putting a lot of resources behind it, how they can support and help customers to prevent them from being scammed,
yeah,
a victim of fraud. It's also it's part of that awareness which we are doing. All banks are doing, just not ANZ, trying to give some tips how they can avoid become victim of fraud and scam.
I suppose it makes purchasing almost anything online very difficult, isn't it? Because, I mean, obviously that was a deal that was too good to be true, really, for a 75-inch TV, and he ended up getting for $300. That would have to send off some alarm bells. But it almost puts every transaction in doubt, doesn't it?
Yes. If you follow the simple things like going to the website, like if I'm buying something from Farmers, I will go to the Farmers website myself.
Yes.
Type that Farmers, or this way you may have seen, I'll just quickly share on that, you may have seen and like concerts happens in Auckland or Wellington when a big artist comes here or singers. One of my customers, I remember around a couple of years ago, they search on Google, want to buy tickets for Katy Perry. They had a concert. So there are different options comes up. So that, my cashier bought tickets from what was the top one on the list. without going into really verifying as a legit website or stuff like Ticketek. And she bought it. And she organized everything, flights to Auckland, accommodation at the motel, everything paid off. When she went in, showed the ticket, that was not a valid ticket. So those things are quite, they do happen.
Yes.
They do happen. So it's really important to go to the legit websites. You type the, like Ticketek, like who are quite big famous brands. So don't go, like you said, too good to be true. That's the key thing.
Is that the bottom line? Buyer beware.
Yes.
That is the bottom line, really, isn't it?
Yes. And if you have in doubt, like, hey, I always say to my customer or client, I do this type of presentation in the community for many years. Always pick up a phone and talk to the bank if you are in doubt. Because we are there at the end of the just to support you, to help our customer. That's our big responsibility, duty of care.
It's part of the problem that we have in this day and age, so deep, the fact that everything is now paid for online and it's so easy for me to transfer money to your account, for instance. Now, perhaps if I was going to buy your 75-inch colour TV from you for $300, I might say to you, okay, I'll meet you at that address and I'm going to bring cash with me. That's a safeguard, isn't it?
It's a case by case.
Yes.
I will be not saying, just go with the cash. It's a case by case. A lot of people do meet face to face, then transfer the money after checking that item if it's working or not. Yeah, you want to make sure you're paying money.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's a case, but I will not say, like, I was one of my friends buying the car from Auckland, so it was $20,000. I will not say, take the cash from the bank, $20,000, because bank will be asking why you're taking the cash out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the safety reasons. I will also touch base on another thing. You may have heard confirmation of pay. There have been a lot of conversation about that. It's really good thing, when you're making a payment to somebody, if you are making a payment to me, I will give you my bank account details and I will give you my bank account name. If you make a mistake, if I say Sukhdeep Singh, you only put Sukhdeep, it will come up like a no match or partial match.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Really good idea. This way you're making the payment to the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of alert.
However, there is not a downside to that, but you can override that, can't you? And you can say, okay, well, might have made a mistake myself. I'm just going to go ahead with it.
Yes.
At that point, then we're going to have more difficulty in getting those funds back, aren't we?
Yes. So that's the reason, it's really important for our customer, any person, to make sure when they're making the payment, they need to get the right details, right bank account, and right name.
Yeah.
So it's go with the full match.
Now, the person, if we go back to that case that you mentioned at the beginning of the program, who bought the TV for $300, and you're trying to help them out. How can you help them out?
We do put a notification, fill the forms and send to the right team. All banks have a team, dedicated team, which really work on those different scenarios. What I have done, I have spoken with our team. I said, this is what happened, and we just notify them. The bank will take, that team will take the action from there. They will talk to the other bank where the money went.
Yes.
I don't know the ins and outs, how that process works, but they will do their job to make sure it is tidy up. So what happened in that scenario, it was quite... the bank picked up that, I think a customer called the bank and trying to get that, or they said, straight away, which was very good.
Yeah.
They did straight away after they went to the motel to pick up that TV, and they could not able to see any TV there. Reception lady said, this is very key. Like a reception person said, hey, you're not only one. They have scammed, I think, around 20 people within a week.
Really?
20 people within a week. And you can imagine how many people are just
out
paying.
Of pocket, yeah.
Yeah, $300 each.
Yes.
So I don't know how many more will be. Get scammed. So it just quite important, that message. So, yeah, so long story short, our team will work on it and they will convey the message or outcome to the customer in the meantime.
Are we as customers a little bit naive that we think we just get hold of our bank, in your case, say the ANZ, and say, hey, look, I've just put this money in the account number XYZ. Can you please reverse it? We think it's going to be that simple, but it's not, is it?
No. Banks follow their own process. It used to be a direct credit recovery when you make a payment to the customer, somebody else's account. We have to follow the because I'm asking some other person, can you give that money back?
Yes. And I say, no.
So there's a process and procedure in place. I tell you something else very quick, touch base on that, which is a really good achievement of outcome for the customer. Customer bought something on TradeMe for $2,000 iPhone. I was quite happy to see the response from the ANZ. So the customer paid the money, and the team picked up the transaction, and they called that customer, hey, just like Sukhdeep, hey, Sukhdeep, we just saw you made a payment to somebody in BNZ or maybe other bank, what did you buy? I said, oh, I just bought an iPhone from TradeMe. They said, oh, can you please send us a quick email as soon as possible to confirming that you bought an iPhone from TradeMe. I sent that request to them by email, and the money came back.
Wow. How good is that?
I'm not sure. There's maybe alert on that account at the bank. Other bank may have picked up, hey, we are already investigating that customer, so they received the money from ANZ. So bank do talk to each other.
Yes,
try to
great.
Protect customers. So there are some really good stories.
That's good news. Are most of the cases that you come across, are the perpetrators living in New Zealand, or with this age of technology, they could be in Timbuktu, couldn't they?
Yes. Oh, so are we talking about the people we are transferring the money to?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people. I have read the articles and in newspapers and other places, what you normally say, what they do, they layer the money. They, like, you put the money in my account. I'm a Sukhdeep saying transfer money. I will transfer money to somebody else. And then they will transfer money overseas. So money going in a circle, sometimes that way, to just to avoid their tracking.
Yes.
Through the bank. So scammers are quite clever sometimes. We need to be more clever.
We'll be smarter than the scammers.
Yeah. The other ones which we have seen, I quickly touch base on, which a recent one, which not a major one, is the Microsoft. Like 360, have a login, you go to login and put your password and stuff. There's something, small cases we have seen where people are getting a email saying, hey, log into that, and that is taking them to the different site, not in Microsoft. But you can able to identify very easily. It's not that nice looking.
Yeah.
Which we have noticed, and the other one we have noticed just still same, those remain scams and stuff.
Yeah.
And small ones like Facebook, social media type of things. Yeah. We do need to be very clear, aware of.
There's so many scams around, isn't there? Since the last time we spoke, which was probably about 3 or 4 months ago, are you finding that the scamming industry is getting bigger and bigger, or...?
Yes. I just saw the report today. I might be sure something came up on CERT New Zealand today. You may have seen or may not. I'll just quickly pick up. I saw this morning, I was reading that report. They talk about cybercrime. They said National Cybersecurity Center have just released a new report, Cybersecurity Insight Report. The report tells us financial losses hit $7.8 million, and this is a 14.7% increase from the previous quarter.
Wow.
This is a quarter I'm talking about, only 3 months, and this is the second highest on the record. It's a really, really good reminder to just keep talking to your public or customers, and making them aware and talk about red flags.
Thanks for talking to us, Sukhdi. But I just wonder, before we go, would you mind giving us, what is your top three tips that can help us to avoid being scammed?
If you have any doubt, 1%, just don't act on it. That's the biggest advice I can give or recommend or suggestion. Pick up your phone if you have doubt, talk to the bank. If somebody calls you out of blue, hey, your internet not working, I want to have access to internet, fix something on your computer, don't do that.
Yep.
Which we have seen a lot of remote scam, remote access scam. Yeah. The other one is too good to be true, like you just mentioned before.
Yeah, that's right.
I have come across another one. A customer I was talking to, they were doing some settlement for a home. I was helping them. I do business lending, home lending. The customer I was just talking to said, look, you're transferring. They were transferring around $1 million to solicitor account. I said, would you be transferring after getting a deposit slip? She said yes. But she said something which really stuck with me. She said, oh, every time I make a call or transfer money to somebody, I always make them give them a call, get the bank account from them, verify that.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
That's a great idea.
Because sometimes the email can be compromised, which is common. We have seen a business with the business customers. Their emails has been compromised, and on the bank account has been changed on the invoices and with the alert on that new bank account details.
Yeah.
So which is, you trust your customers. An email coming from the trusted email which you have been dealing with the customer for 10 years, 15 years, you will not even...
wouldn't question it.
Caution it. You're not going to call them, hey, you change the bank account. You will be looking silly sometimes, but it is really good practice.
Especially if you just put $1 million in their account.
But she said she does with everything. Every transaction she make, small or bigger, which is quite a good reminder.
Absolutely great reminder. So, Deb, thanks for talking with us, and you look after yourself, and we'll talk to you again sometime in the very near future.
Yeah, I might be doing quarterly catch-ups now.
That sounds like a great idea.
No, thank you very much, Ken, and Hawkesbury Radio for giving me that opportunity every time. It's such an important topic.
Absolutely right.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.